What a joy it is to be able to bring this message back into the online service for the young people. You know, we're all young at heart. And as we're preparing to get ready for youth to come back to church, we wanted to get back in our order of worship online and on Sunday morning, our youth message. This week, it is a week that we celebrate Happy Easter! Alive again. That's what we want to share with you today. You know, one of the happiest days of the year for most of us is Easter. And we celebrate it today. Now, really and truly, what happened on Easter is also what we celebrate, which is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because today, God gave Jesus back to us. That's what we celebrate through the resurrection. Now, let's remember as we lead up to today what happened last couple days. Jesus had been dead since Friday afternoon, and he was in the grave all day Saturday, and then on Sunday morning, something unbelievable happened. Now, you know, I like to let our imaginations run wild sometimes, so let us try to imagine what it was like. Suppose we went to a good friend's funeral on Friday. They wrapped them all up in a white cloth, you know, something like a sheet. Now, of course, today the funeral director would not use a sheet, but in Jesus' time, they did. They wrapped the body up and put it into a honed-out cave, basically, which was the tomb. Then we go to the cemetery and we look and we see, oh, that stone had been rolled back. Yeah, Jesus was raised from the dead. But if we go to cemeteries like out here at Bethel, those folks that are buried there are still there. But if you go to the tomb that was used for Jesus, it's empty. Now, think about that. I think it would be harder not to believe than it would be to believe that our friend was back again. Our friend being Jesus. He promised before he died that he would be back with us, us being the disciples, modern day and original disciples, when Jesus was alive here on this earth, they would celebrate it. That's what happened on Easter, or resurrection morning, as the scriptures talk about. The people who believed had already been told by Jesus he was going to come back to life. But something was special. Not only were they told he was going to come back to life, they saw him alive and well after he was in the tomb for 3 days. That is an exciting thing, and that's why it's good sometimes to just to reflect on what scriptures and let us imagine a little bit if we were there, how excited we would be if we seen our friend Jesus, who we know was put on the cross and died and put into that cave or that tomb, and we know, well, that must be all there is to it. So then a few days later, we see him walking and talking. Wouldn't that be exciting? Well, that's the hope that we have in Jesus. We call it Resurrection Sunday. One part in the Bible calls it Easter, and that's okay because Easter says things, you'll see Easter lilies and that kind of stuff, which means that things come from the dead into life, because flowers, you know, they die in the wintertime, they come back to life in the spring or the summertime. I think it was God's way of letting us know we truly do have eternal life through what Jesus has done for us. Well, we're glad that you tune in, and I hope to see you in church in person soon. It's exciting to see all the young people last week when we had the Easter egg hunt. And so come and join us. Things are happening at Bethel. Have a wonderful day.